This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام البيهقي في الشعبي أبو نعيم في الحلية بسند حسن عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال. حديث أنا collection about Imam البيهقي in his شعب and Imam أبو نعيم in his حلية. It has a reasonable chain of narration in terms of authenticity. Narrated to us by Jabir. This hadith has other narrations as well. Chose this one just because it doesn't have a lot of meat to it. It's simple, it's short. A lot of the hadith that I narrate here, by the way, can have different narrations. So you may hear one, it's like, well, I heard it that way. Yeah, there's probably another narration that's that way. But the one that I narrated is the way that I narrated it, and that's fine. These khawatir aren't designed to be studies of a specific hadith in all of the different ways that they were narrated. And sometimes I choose a hadith for a specific reason. I want a narration that's shorter or a bit more simplified or less complicated. But you may find, if you hear something, if I learned it differently, that's okay. You probably did learn it differently. There's probably another narration for it, but it requires a certain degree of research to kind of differentiate these things. So the hadith, this is the final hadith, and I said I was going to narrate 5 hadith that talk about racism. And this is the 5th and final one, and we'll move on to something different, inshallah, next week. And the reason that I think it's important to bring them up is just, I think, as acknowledgement that these problems still exist in our society. I think if we don't acknowledge that something exists, we can never fix it. I think acting like it's not there just because we wish it's not, or we would like to believe that it's not there, doesn't make it not go away. Like, if you just ignore a problem, it doesn't go away. I'm not sure if human beings try that, by the way, and as a younger person, you'll probably try that for a few problems, and once they find that they don't go away that way, you have to actually address them and deal with them. The earlier you learn that, probably the better. But the human race still does it because it's just easier that way. We can just draw a blind eye towards a problem. Maybe it just stops looking at us and just walks away. Never does. Always comes back 100 times worse if we don't deal with it. And that's why the concept of racism is something that the Prophet ﷺ took very, very seriously. The Quran was very definitive on the matter. And we still have remnants of it in our society. I say the word remnant, but it's probably what's left is more than just remnants, but we do have to deal with this in a proper way. And this hadith tonight is I chose it because it's a famous one. You'll know it when I start saying it. And Jabir radiallahu anhu says the following, قَالَ خَطَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي حِجَّةِ الْوَدَاعِ. The Prophet gave us a khutbah during his farewell sermon, during his hajj, farewell hajj that he did. It's a long sermon. I narrate it every year right before hajj. I've been doing that for more than 10 years now. Inshallah, once we come close to Hajj, we'll narrate it again for you. But this piece that I'm narrating for you is the piece that Jabir radiallahu anhu brought up in this hadith, and he said, خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع فقال أيها الناس ألا إن ربكم واحد وأباكم واحد ألا لا فضل لعربي على عجمي أو أعجمي ولا فضل لأعجمي على عربي ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا لأسود على أحمر إلا بالتقوى هل بلغت فقالوا بلغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He stood عليه الصلاة والسلام and he said, and the hadith has more to it than this, but I'm just choosing this very short narration, that O people, indeed your Lord is but one, your Father is but one. There is no advantage, there's no superiority for an Arab or for a non-Arab, or a non-Arab over an Arab, or for a red man over a black man, or for a black man over a red man. And he used, alayhi salatu wasalam, the terminology that people understood, those who were standing in front of him. He used the concept of Arab and non-Arab because the majority of people who were speaking to were Arab, and they had a little bit of that inside of them in terms of feeling superior to people who are not. And he used color because red is the color that the people who identify with living in that region, and black are the people who come from parts of Africa that are close to it and maybe other parts of the world. So he made it very clear, alayhi salatu wasalam, within his wording, that no one is better than anyone based on lineage or based on color of skin. There is no advantage. Illa bittaqwa, the only advantage that you can possibly obtain in life is the advantage that you obtain through taqwa. And it goes without saying that taqwa is not something that is visible. Not something that is tangible. You can't measure taqwa. There's no taqwa thermometer where you can figure out how much you have in you, and I can see how much I have in myself, and then we can figure out who's better than the other. It'd be really nice if we could, by the way, and human beings would love doing that, and that would defeat the purpose of existing to begin with, because the whole point of taqwa is that you don't know, you can never know what it's like. You can never know how much of of it exists inside of you. You just can't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who knows how much of it you have inside of you, and He will judge you based on Yawmul Qiyamah based on that, and He will rank people in Jannah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on how much they have inside of them. And that's the end of it. And this closes the door and locks it and throws away the key for people to find. There's no way that you can feel superior to others. There's no way. Through Islam, through the teachings of the Prophet والسلام, through the verses and the words of the Quran, there's no way for you to feel better than other people, because it's based solely on taqwa, based on one thing. And that one thing is not visible, it's not measurable, it's not tangible. You can't state how much taqwa you have. Forget about stating how much taqwa someone else has. You can't say how much taqwa you have. Isn't that weird? Like, I can't say how much taqwa I have. There's no amount. I can't say I have 3 liters of it, or 40 ounces. I can't. I don't know. I don't even. And if I were able, I wouldn't even know if it was good or not, because there's no standard. There's no like, well, you need to have a kilo of taqwa. There's nothing. So it's an intangible, unmeasurable concept that exists inside of your heart that is visible only to God. That is the perfect way to close the door on any form of superiority. Meaning the only way to rank you is through taqwa, and you don't have access to that information. You never will. So is there any way for you to feel superior? The answer is no. Is there any way for us to rank people? The answer is no. And this is so important. This ends any form of racism that could possibly exist in the world, if you just understood this very simple concept that he explained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many, many times. And then he said, أَبَلَّغْتُ, have I conveyed the message? Because he wants to die, alayhi salatu wasalam, with a clean conscience. So he explained this, that we can't come and say Yawmul Qiyamah, well, we didn't, no, I told you. I made it very clear to you that there is no way, there is no method, there is no measurable entity that you can use to establish superiority. And they said, بَلَّغَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, yes, you have conveyed the message. And now it's been conveyed to you too. So when you feel superior, you think you're better than others, or you think that, whether it's individuals, or it's groups of people, or whatever it is. And by the way, I'm not going to take more of your time, but listen to this. The worst form of arrogance and racism is that which is rooted within faith. The worst form of it is that which is rooted in faith. Meaning, you think you're better than others because you're Muslim. That is the worst form of all. That is so messed up. It's just beyond messed up. I mean, if you're going to be racist, if you have to choose, don't choose that one. Choose something different. Because that one is ruining the only chance you have of making it, Yawmul Qiyamah. You took that one blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, that you're supposed to use to reach Jannat and Na'im, and used it to feel superior or to look down at others. That's going to backfire so badly on you. That's like the worst way to do it. So be very careful of that aspect. And this is, of course, a long discussion that requires a lot of unpacking. But I'm going to leave you with that, because it happens. Someone sees themselves coming, praying every night Isha, but their sibling or their friend or their don't. So they feel a little bit inside of themselves, well, I pray every night. They don't. Okay, so what? Well, like, I'm there every night. I get it. So what? What does that mean? Well, they don't come. Yeah, I understand. The facts are clear. You've established the facts. What does that mean? Nothing. It means nothing. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you yet another blessing. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over everything you've got, has given you another blessing, has opened your heart and your mind to come to His house. He has brought you near. Another blessing for you to be thankful and grateful towards. That's all this is. Nothing. Nothing else. For it to be something that will give you higher ranking is for God Himself to establish on the Day of Judgment, determine. He'll determine that Yawm al-Qiyamah, whether this blessing He gave you is going to give you higher rankings Yawm al-Qiyamah, or wal-iyadu billah, lower rankings Yawm al-Qiyamah. But be very careful and aware, and be very, very cautious of allowing an act of worship because you read Quran, or you memorize it, or you do tasbih and dhikr, or you pray qiyam al-layl, or you teach Islam, or you perform da'wah, that somehow you're better than someone who doesn't. Yes, you should help people and encourage people and bring people to the masjid, but that should not cause your heart to feel superior to others who are not. Because again, you don't know what's inside of them. You don't know what hand they were dealt, and you don't know what they're struggling with, and you don't know what they're doing with what they've been given. And you don't even know what you're doing with what you've been given. So how do you judge? How do you compare? The comparison dies. It's impossible. It's not an appropriate comparison. You and I will not have the exact same judgment. That's why we stand in front of God alone. That's why I don't stand with you. We don't come hand in hand so Allah can judge us. It's not a checkbox judgment. Okay, you did this, you did this, you didn't do this. And everyone goes, no, it's going to stand in front of Allah yourself. كلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا. Your hisab is alone. Why? Because everyone's going to be, has their own story to tell, has their own hand that they were dealt, and they did things differently in life. Remember that. And if you do, it's hard to be arrogant, and it's hard to be condescending, and it's hard to be racist. It really is. It becomes impossible because you're like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know if I'm doing well or not. Just focus on yourself, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the love you have towards others, will inshallah will grant you. It's the love that we're supposed to have towards our fellow human being that will allow us to make it the day of judgment. If you want to make it, you want to be succeed, and you want to find salvation, it's through love, it's through service of others, not through looking down on them, not through condescending. It's serving them and helping them, and then you take their hands and inshallah you'll make it together. It's not the opposite. We're not at war with our fellow human beings. We're trying to all make it. And that's the concept we're supposed to carry. It is the night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night. So increase your salah upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He laid the Jumu'ah ليلة عظيم مبارك أكثر فيها من الصلاة على سيدي مولاي رسول الله وعلى صحبه ولا يروي الإمام البيهقي في الشعب والإمام أبو نعيم في الحلية بسند حسن عن جابر بن عبد الله قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في حجة الوداع فقال ألا أيها الناس إن ربكم واحد وإلهكم واحد ألا فضل لعربي على أعجمي ولا لأعجمي على عربي ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا لأسود على أحمر إلا بالتقوى هل بلغت قالوا بلغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إن شاء الله see you tomorrow for Jumu'ah 1:15 come early إن شاء الله بارك الله فيكم جزاكم الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله